RNZ Pacific Dialo Falava, I'm Belika Pusiaki with the news. Tonga's Geological Services says the recent reef volcano activity poses a low risk to the Vava'u and Ha'apai communities. A newly emerged island is continuing to grow as a result of the erupting undersea volcano between the island groups of Vava'u and Ha'apai. The unnamed island emerged from the home reef on September 10th, with Tongan authorities reporting the plumes of steam stretching up to 2 kilometers into the sky. Head geologist Daniela Kula said, late last week, the island was about 15 acres in size.
So the island now is about 15 acres on the 20th day of the eruption. It's in effusive eruption, so it's just lava flow, just magma, new magma coming up and solidifying. Yeah, just mostly lava flow.
The newborn island is expected to submerge back into the ocean. The South Pacific Tourism Organization says the Pacific is making a swift recovery after many island nations and territories closed their borders amid the peak of COVID-19. The organization, which has 20 government members, is the mandated representative for tourism in the Pacific. Its chief executive, Chris Coker, says tourism in the region has always been resilient. He says visitor arrivals across countries like Fiji, French Polynesia, and the Cook Islands have been on the rise.
It's a huge bounce back. We could see a strong rebound from the Australian New Zealand market. And, you know, everybody's been tired of staying put in one area. They want to travel. They want to get out of their homes to see and visit places, visit their families and friends.
Samoa and Tonga reopened their borders to visitors recently. Two policemen in New Caledonia have been given jail terms for causing a fatal car accident while drunk. The criminal court sentenced the men to 3 years and 2 years in prison, respectively, for causing the death of a 66-year-old woman in Pointemi. Driving at excessive speed, they hit the woman's vehicle, killing her and seriously injuring two other people. Tests showed they were both intoxicated, with the driver more than six times over the legal limit. Investigations showed while being off duty, the two had been drinking and driving for 2 days, and minutes before the crash, they bought more whiskey and beer. The prosecutor said the two had a feeling of impunity and mocked the law they were supposed to enforce. A strategic alliance of Pacific Island nations and international institutions is tackling the increased spread of dangerous mosquito-borne diseases such as dengue fever and malaria. Participants from Fiji, Samoa, Palau and Tonga joined the first of two workshops at the QMR Pekofa's Mosquito Control Laboratory in Brisbane, Australia. It is one of the few facilities in the Southern Hemisphere with quarantine authority to house various exotic insecticide-resistant mosquitoes that transmit viruses such as dengue fever, Zika viruses, chikungunya, and malaria. Head of Mosquito Control, Associate Professor Greg Devine, said the workshops will involve lab work, a field trip, and modules on how to identify different mosquito species, test for insecticide resistance, and assess the effectiveness of key control tools such as bed nets. He said environmental changes caused by climate change, population growth, and increasing travel between countries are all contributing to the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. Some key risk factors for depression in Pacifica youth have been identified by a new study. The study by Auckland University of Technology coincided with Mental Health Awareness Week in New Zealand, which ended on Sunday local time. AUT researcher El Shaden Tautolo says the study found depression among Pacifica related mostly to strained relationship at home and lack of friendships at school.
If you look at the stats and stuff, you know, our rates amongst particularly young Pacifica is quite high in terms of mental, you know, poor mental well-being and, you know, suicide stuff and all of those kinds of issues. So, yeah, it's something that we all need to be aware of. And, you know, we need to prepare ourselves with strategies or things that we can do to help and support.
Hundreds of travellers were left stranded across French Polynesia after a firefighter strike crippled domestic aviation. 42 airports run by the Civil Aviation Directorate are affected by the stoppage by some of the firefighters over better pay. Air Tahiti, which has been forced to cancel some flights, stopped taking bookings pending a resolution of the dispute. The Vice President Jean Christophe Poisson has ruled out accepting demands of a 20% indemnity hike. Further negotiations involving the unions are expected today. Mr. Poisson has not ruled out calling on the French High Commission to requisition a skeleton service. The airports exempt from the strike are Tahiti, Porapora, Rangiroa, and Raiatea. Also in French Polynesia, former president and veteran politician Gaston Flos has been given a suspended prison sentence for producing a fake contract to register as a Papeete voter. The criminal court gave him a 9-month sentence, an $8,000 fine, and declared him ineligible for public office for 5 years, dashing his hopes for standing in next year's territorial elections. In 2019, Flos enlisted himself as a candidate for the municipal election in Papeete, claiming he had moved into a rented 15-square-meter apartment within his party's headquarters. However, the court found that the sublease was a fake and signed by someone who no longer administered the premises. In 2014, Flos had been declared ineligible to hold public office when a corruption conviction forced him to resign as president. Since then, he has incurred further convictions, which now prevent him from running for office until he is 96. In world news, the authorities in Indonesia are investigating one of the deadliest football stadium disasters in decades. Officials in Java say at least 125 people died and 320 were injured in a stampede. This happened when police fired tear gas at fans who ran onto the pitch after their team lost. The Deputy General Secretary of Indonesia's Football Association, Maikeira Puspita, says they put measures in place a few months ago in efforts to avoid such disasters.
Back in July, we had conducted a workshop between the security officers with all of the 18 clubs in the first division. And then we passed on the regulation, the competition regulation. And then, of course, this was shared with the police. They all know the protocols and the procedures.
World Soccer's governing body FIFA specifies that no firearms or crowd control gas should be carried or used by stewards or police at its games. The head of NATO says Ukraine's capture of a city within the territory of Russia's declared annexation demonstrates that Ukrainians are making progress. In an interview with NBC, Jens Stoltenberg says the taking of the city of Lyman is a demonstration of the bravery and skills of Ukraine troops, but also a result of the advanced weapons that the United States and other allies are providing. He says says the best way to counter Russia's annexation of parts of Ukraine is to continue supporting the government of Kyiv. And in sport, the Penrith Panthers outclassed their Western Sydney neighbours, the Parramatta Eels, to win back-to-back NRL titles for the first time. Winger Brian To'o scored two tries in a man-of-the-match performance as his team won 28-12 at the Olympic Stadium. The Panthers had led 18-0 at halftime. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnzi.com.